if there's something that you value very much on top of the dresser and the children are playing around and just being very reckless, and you might say to them,
don't move that. Get away from that dresser.
All right. And if there's something on the stove that's very hot, you might say, be careful, don't
get burned.
All right. And what do you call this concoction? Just
touching it, don't touch.
All right. And, you might say that to a child,
don't touch.
All right. And if you, let's say you have a watermelon out in the yard and you're going to open it, you might tell a child to want a knife, and you'd say, go
get me. All right. Put your knife off.
And if there's something on the stove that's very hot, you might say, be careful, don't
touch. And in certain games, there are these posts set up at the end, and to score points you have to go through or to those. What do you call that?
Well, some of the basketball.
Alright, and you have some of the games out in the yard.
And what about those when there are certain places that you have to run to in the sport?
Well, that's tennis.
And in professional ball, they go to first and second.
Second and third.
And those are called
bases. First base, second base, third base, and home base.
And this matter of taking a can of worms and a pole and go down the river, you say, I want to
go fishing.
And if you had good luck, you might come in and say, look, I
have a nice string of fish.
And what do you call the action of getting them out?
Professional ball, they go to first, second, third. Those are called...
You ever used to catch to say, to describe this, to... Yesterday I've
caught so many. Today I've caught so many.
What do you say if somebody says, well, I go fishing there all the time, but I have never
caught anything.
All right. And what about if you're telling someone that you're ready to go and they're not quite ready, but you want to tell them that, well, you'll wait until they're ready, you might say, would you say, I'll wait for you, I'll wait on you, I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
All right. And,
If you have a man working for you, and he's just simply lazy,
and you just get completely tired of it, and you say, well, I am going to discharge you. And he might say to you, well, now, I won't ever do it again if you'll just give me another
chance.
And if someone is always, always happy, how to describe that? He's always in good
humor, merry.
And if you are telling someone else about the same hired man that's forever loafing on the job, you might say, well, I'm just going to have to
let him go. He's the sorest I've ever had.
And what about if you have somebody who perhaps pretends that they understand everything about the machinery, but really they don't? And talking about them, you might say, well, He pretended to know about it, but he really didn't. How would you say that?
Well, I'd just say he said he knew, but he doesn't know anything.
All right. Would you ever say he made out like?
Yeah, some of you've heard that. A lot of times people have asked me about certain people and want to know, and I've given them reference. I say he made out like he know, but he did not. He made out like he know.
You ever say he acted as if or like he knew it all? How would you say that?
Well, he acted.